So I just wonder how many opportunities you're missing because you're playing small, you're playing safe, you're wanting to not ruffle any feathers, you're not wanting to upset anyone, you're not wanting to be seen like you're big-noting yourself. We should be all looking to be our best, and you don't want to be the best kept secret in the world with this amazing talent that no one knows about. You don't want to have this fantastic idea that you never share with anyone.
I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body.
Of Australian culture is this the tall poppy element. It's not really looked upon kindly if you talk about the good things that you've done. It's people just like everyone to sort of stay in their lane. Don't be too negative, don't be too positive. I was listening to another podcast, and one of the sports journalists there was saying that he was close to getting, well, he didn't say a sports person, he just said a person to tell their story and then turn it into a TV series. And he'd gone a long way down the path, and this guy said, oh, you know what, I don't want to do it. I don't want to seem like I'm big-noting myself. I don't want to seem like I'm, you know, too full of myself. And why? Oh, he also didn't want to feel like he was selling anyone out, maybe talking about other people's stories and so on. And then they were on this podcast, they wanted to talk about it, and they said they often get people on shows, athletes, sports people, and you said, oh, we're going to talk about, you know, before they hit record, we're going to talk about this, this, and this. And the people go, oh, you know, I don't want to talk about that, I don't want to talk about this. Like, again, they don't want to feel like they're big-noting themselves or talking themselves up, when the reality is that these are stories that we want to hear. They're like, they're cool things that people do in their life. And you know, why do we just wait, like, generally to hear when things have gone wrong? And we get, I'm talking in a wider sense now, we sort of get addicted to the drama, and everyone can't wait to kick athletes and sports people down when they've made mistakes and dive all over that. Where did we get to that this is how we operate? It's pretty similar in the UK from all I'm told. But the US is a bit different, and they celebrate their athletes, and they just the people in general, they're more than happy to talk themselves up. And as a business owner, you've got to get yourself out there. You've got to put yourself forward. You've got to tell people about what you do. And I've grappled with that for the longest time. And the more I got into it, it's like, well, why am I holding myself back just to appease other people? Like, this is like my future, like my livelihood, my dreams. Like, but yet how often do we as society allow those outside influences, what other people think, slow us down? I mean, look at those high-profile people. They could make such a positive impact if they were sharing these good stories of the amazing things they're doing, but too often they get buried. So my question to you is, what of your good stuff is getting buried? What are you hiding from the world because you just want to keep it under the radar because you're worried that maybe you'll look like you're too full of yourself, you're big-noting yourself or something like that? And it's nonsense. Because don't we all just want to lift each other up? Don't we all want to do better? Don't we want to see other people do better? Now, I get it, right? Like, sometimes when people in your world start doing really well, it can actually shine a light on all of your own stuff that maybe you're not going as well with. And I've seen it. I've had conversations with people, and you tell them about some good stuff you've got going on. You can see them like getting uncomfortable. And I think part of it is they're, part of them is like, man, I wish I could go and do something different. I'm a little bit tied to my paycheck, or, you know, I just don't have the confidence to go and do that. I'd love to do this, this, and this. Actually, just thinking about it now, I remember my dad talking about different plans he had for the house and a whole lot of different things. And and a lot of those things didn't eventuate. Now, I'm sure my kids would be able to tell you stories where I've said the same thing and I haven't made them happen. Even sometimes with business, it's taken much longer than what I anticipated or hoped. But the thing is, I'm continuing to push forward. I'm continuing to drive forward and do the best I can. And if that means at times, then confidently telling people about what I do and what I do well, that's necessary. So I just wonder how many opportunities you're missing because you're playing small, you're playing safe, you're wanting to not ruffle any feathers, you're not wanting to upset anyone, you're not wanting to be seen like you're big noting yourself. We should be all looking to be our best, and you don't want to be the best kept secret in the world with this amazing talent that no one knows about. You don't want to have this fantastic idea that you never share with anyone. One of the classics for people that I work with who are business owners, and the big thing now, and it's one of the trends going across the board, is like personal brand is what leads so much of business's success, even at the highest level, but definitely at the low level. And they want to hide behind their business page that doesn't have their name, sometimes it doesn't even have their face. And it's the same sort of reason, right? They just don't want to be putting themselves out there for fear of what people might say. Oh, I just think we need to change this culture. And the best thing that you can do is start with you and get really clear on what you're good at and what you want to go and do, and then take the action. And sometimes there are some casualties along the way. Some people don't want to go with you, and that's okay. Some of them might disappear for a while, and they might have to go through their own journey, but the important people in your life will come back. They always will. The most important thing is that you're not sacrificing what you want to do because you're worried about upsetting someone or you worry about other people's reaction. Like, how long will you do that for? How long will you play small? Will you underperform? Will you miss out on all of the great things that could be possible for your life if you chase after those dreams and chase after those things that you really want? Yeah, how long will you miss out on those things because you're worried about sounding too confident or full of yourself or whatever it is? You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.